والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم and جمعة مبارك. So without to do, let's without waiting any longer, let's start first with the dua that we want to recite every single day. Now this is from the Sermon of the Prophet, and there are six things we're going to ask for. فَسَأَلُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ, ask your Rabb, بِنِيَّةٍ صَادِقَةٍ, with a very, very true, clear intention. وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ, really, really pure hearts. How many things are we going to ask for? أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِسِيَامِهِ, that we're able to fast. وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ, and that we're able to recite his book. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, that we're able to ask tawbah and it gets accepted. Because remember, the Prophet said, the most unfortunate in this month is the one who is not forgiven. إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجِنَانِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَةً, the doors of Jannah are open. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَنْ لَا يُغْلِقَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, ask your Rabb never to close them for you. وَأَبْوَابَ النِّيرَانِ مُغْلَقَةً, and the doors of Jahannam are closed. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَنْ لَا يَفْتَحَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, ask your Rabb never to open for them for you. وَالشَّيْطَانُ مَغْلُولَةً, shaitan is imprisoned. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ, ask your Rabb, أَنْ لَا يُسَلِّطَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, that he never frees him for you. Six things, and we'll continually ask this every single day. Well, our focus today is going to be Juz 11, and that's Surah At-Tawbah or Surah Al-Bara'ah, ayah 94, up to Surah Al-Fa'ah of Surah Al-Hud. So we've got three surahs that we're spanning, well, bits of them. So we've got Surah At-Tawbah, and then we're looking at Surah Yunus, and we'll look at Surah Al-Hud. Okay, and we're going to recite the first ruku, which you will recite with me after we see this. So if you're ready, if you've got your Qurans, let's start. And there's Surah At-Tawbah. So remember, with Surah At-Tawbah, we don't recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So do you want to start and recite it with me, okay? So we can still say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. يعتذرون إليكم إذا رجعتم إليهم قل لا تعتذروا لن نؤمن لكم قد نبأنا الله من أخباركم وسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون سيحلفون بالله لكم إذا انقلبتم إليهم لتعرضوا عنهم فأعرضوا عنهم إنهم رجس ومعواهم جهنم جزاء بما كانوا يكسبون يحلفون لكم لترضوا عنهم فإن ترضوا عنهم فإن الله لا يرضى عن القوم الفاسقين الأعراب أشد كفرا ونفاقا وأجدروا ألا يعلموا حدود ما أنزل الله على رسوله والله عليم حكيم ومن الأعراب من يتخذ ما ينفق مغرما ويتربص بكم الدوائر عليهم دائرة السوء والله سميع عليم ومن الأعراب من يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ويتخذ ما ينفق قربات عند الله وصلوات الرسول على إنها قربة لهم سيدخلهم الله في رحمته إن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. We're now going to recite the three du'as. Please recite with me. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا علي يا عظيم يا غفور يا رحيم أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن علي وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور. اللهم أغني كل فقير. اللهم أشبئ كل جائع. اللهم اكسو كل عريان. اللهم اكذي دين كل مدين. اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب. اللهم رد كل غريب. اللهم فك كل عسير. اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين. اللهم اشفي كل مريض. اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك. اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك. اللهم اقض عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We're now going to look at an extract from the Abu Hamza Thimali, which we've been doing over the last 10 days. So today we'll look at the extract where he says, عَظُمَ يَا سَيِّدِي عَمَلِي. Oh my master, my hope in you is huge. عَظُمَ وَسَاءَ عَمَلِي. But my deeds, oh my goodness, they're awful. فَأَعْتِنِي مِنْ أَفْرِكَ. So give me, give me the hope by Africa, by lovingly pardoning me, بِمِقْدَارِ amali, to the extent of my hope. So you're saying, Ya Allah, I have done such awful things, but forgive me with love to the extent of which I hope in you. وَلَا تُؤَخِذْنِي. But don't take me, بِصَوَئِ amali. Don't take me to task by my awful deeds. فَإِنَّ كَرَمَكَ. Because your generosity, يَحِلُّ عَنْ مُجَازَاتِ الْمُذْنِبِينَ, is greater than punishing the one who has sinned. We will now look at extracts from the sermon of the Prophet. And this is the last part of the sermon that we're going to look at today. And part of this we've looked at in the dua. So, وَالشَّيَاتِينَ مَغْلُولَ. Shaitan is imprisoned. فَاسْعَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Ask your Rabb. أَنْ لَا يُسَلِّتَ عَلَيْكُمْ. That he never frees them for you. Never frees Shaitan for you. قَالَ عَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So Imam Ali al-Islam said, فَقُمْتُ وَقُلْتُ. He stood up and he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Messenger of Allah. مَا أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ. What is the best of deeds I can do in this month? فَقَالَ. And the Prophet said, Ya Abu al-Hassan. And that's how he called Imam Ali, O father of Hassan. Afdalul a'mal. The best of deeds fi hadha ash-shahr, in this month, is al-wara'u an maharimillah. To keep away from that which Allah has made haram. So to keep away from things that we're not supposed to do is the best of deeds in this month. But today, a little bit of another look at Sayyidah Khadija, because for some of you, today might be the 10th of Ramadan. So I'll repeat what I said yesterday, just so we remember. She was a successful businesswoman. She was known as Malikatul Arab. You know, where her house was, the Prophet used to pass by that, well before he was married to her, he used to pass by that house to go to Haram, to go to the Kaaba. And she used to see him. And she's to hear about him too, how he was truthful and trustworthy. And she employs him to head her trade caravans based on his experience with Abu Talib and his reputation of being truthful and trustworthy. She was so impressed with him that she asks her friend Nafisa to initiate a marriage proposal. She marries him, Abu Talib reads the nikah, places the black turban on his head, and therefore today Sayyids wear black turbans. And he gave him a green aqiq ring. Now she moved in with Sayyida Khadija. He moved in with Sayyida Khadija. So he moved into her house. That's where he lived. She was the love of his life. She was the first person to believe in him, the first to pray behind him. Yes, Imam Ali was always there, but she was the first person. She was the mom of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra. Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra was born in her house. And everything she had, she was really wealthy. She put everything at his feet. And like I said, at her wafat on the 10th of Ramadan, there was not enough funds even to buy a kafan. Jibreel brings one from heaven. She's buried in Jannat al-Mu'alla, which is in Makkah. She's a phenomenal woman. Awesome with a capital A. But we go back to our topic today, which is a juz a day. And I said we would focus on juz 11. This is just an overview. The 114th surah in 30 ajza. The Quran was revealed in ayat, 6,236 ayat. The Prophet then compiled it into what we have today. And it was chapters or surah, 114 surahs, one surah. It is only divided into 30 ajza to make it convenient for us to finish in a month. And that's why we've picked one juz a day. So hopefully in the month of Ramadan, we've got the 30 ajza covered and you can re-look back at the recordings and maybe journal your Qurans a little bit more as well. So journaling is all about personalizing the Quran, to inspire ourselves to connect to the Quran. Okay. And before we start, wudu. We will recite in Arabic. Always try. If you don't know how to recite in Arabic, make an effort to try and learn. Seek protection from shaitan. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Always, always bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. Always la ilaha illallah. Whether you say it inside yourself or you say it loudly. Recite the dua of the Prophet. Walzam qalbi hifza kitabika kama allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. Make me fall in love with your book. Make me fall in love with you. You are, he writes, you know, there's love in this book. The author of the Quran is Allah, and he writes with love, and we are seeking this love. So that's why we recite the star. It's phenomenal. So our focus today, juz 11, like I said, we've got three surahs we're looking at. We're looking at the end of Surah At-Tawbah, we're looking at Surah Yunus and Surah At-Hud. And if you look at the knick-knack, it's 10:57. Now, I wonder what that's about. 10, definitely I know, Surah Yunus. And the picture tells me it's about the Quran. So when we come to it, inshallah, we'll talk about it. But right now, if you've got your stuff ready to journal your Quran, I've got mine. I'll show it to you there. It's just a mug full of some pencil colors, scissors, stencils, and hopefully you have that too. So let's start with looking at Surah Al-Bara'ah, which is Surah At-Tawbah as well. And like I said, if you want to remember one thing about Surah Al-Bara'ah or Surah At-Tawbah, is that here hypocrisy is exposed. And do you know what hypocrisy is? Hypocrisy is when you say you believe, but inside you don't. When you're really nice to somebody from outside, but inside you don't like them at all. What's wrong? So your inside don't match your outside. That's what hypocrisy is about. And it comes out really badly when it's hypocrisy against religion or hypocrisy against Allah. So the first ayah we're going to look at is one of my most favorite ayah. I don't think there's another ayah more beautiful than this. I say this about every ayah of the Quran, but this one, oh my goodness, it's my favorite ayah. Even in my Quran, and I show it to you, I've written my favorite ayah and I've drawn a heart there. I love it, absolutely love it. So let's see what Allah says in this ayah. Laqad ja'akum, has come to you a messenger. Laqad ja'akum rasul, so has come to you a messenger. Min anfusikum, he's from yourselves. He hasn't come from anywhere else, it's from yourselves. Now look what the word says. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. My goodness, how am I going to explain that? It is whatever affects you. Anittum is something that hurts you, that distresses you, that causes you problem. It hurts him just as much, even more. What hurts you hurts him more. Look what I've done down here. Can you see that? I've highlighted it. And I've also written that everything that is hard on you is hard on him. That's what it means. Let's look at the next bit. He says, Harisun. Harisun alaykum bil mu'mineen. My goodness. Haris comes from hirs. Hirs means greed. Okay? So what is he trying to say? If you look here, I've put Haris as greed. He is passionately concerned about you. He's so concerned about you. Like, he feels for you. And then what does Allah say? He says, Ra'ufur Rahim. To the believers, bil mu'minina, he is Ra'uf and Rahim. Now, Ra'uf, and I'll go back to my Quran so you can see it. Ra'uf is someone who cares for you so much that they understand what you are going through. They can see things from your perspective. They feel your pain. And then Rahim, he's extremely compassionate. My goodness, the surah started off by saying, not even going to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're not going to even say Bismillah because it's talking about hypocrites. Because it's exposing hypocrisy. It's telling the Makkans, Bara'atu min Allah, that's it. You know, we're disassociating from you. You're doing too much injustice. But look what it ends with. Right? It's telling you and me that this Prophet is just awesomely merciful. Never forget that. So whenever you're scared, whenever you think nobody's understanding what you're feeling, just say, Ya Allah, I ask you in the name of your Ra'uf, your Rahim Prophet, help me. And write it all down here so you remember it. Can you see that? Right there. So that's the ayah you're going to highlight. And you're right there. I'll just finish off just telling you about this ayah, 129. Okay? So here Allah says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. But if they turn back, even after they know all this, say, Hasbi Allah. Allah is enough. So every time, you've got to think, Hasbi Allah, La ilaha illahu, there is no God but He, Alayhi tawakkaltu, on Him you will rely, Wa huwa Rabbul Arshil Azim, and He is the Rabb of intense power, that the Arsh is the seat of power. So He's great. So remember these two verses, don't forget, they're right at the end of Surah At-Tawbah. They're just absolutely amazing. I put a little post-it note, which you can as well, which says Surah begins with no Bismillah, but then it ends with the Prophet being awesomely merciful. Right, so now we're going to look at Surah At-Yunus. So what will you remember out of Surah At-Yunus? We know Surah At-Yunus is the inevitability of accountability. But what you will remember out of it is that it's never too late to accept the truth. The moment you think Yunus or Surah At-Yunus, think it's never too late to accept the truth. It's a phenomenal surah. Does it talk about Prophet Yunus? No, only talks about Prophet Yunus's people once. I will look at it, right? So Prophet Yunus is mentioned just once, and he's not mentioned either. His people are mentioned. So here, in essence, again I repeat, Surah At-Yunus, it's never too late to accept the truth. So what ayah are we going to look at? So first we look at ayah 30, okay? I'm going to turn my Quran so you can see it. Now this ayah 30 is about Qiyamah. It's about the day of judgment. What does Allah say? He says, Hunalika, on that day, there and then, Tablu kullu nafsim ma aslafat, okay? So when you look at Tablu, you will see Bala is a test. So every soul will be tested. And then every soul we see ma aslafat. Salafa means the past. Aslafa is something that's already done. So everyone on the day of Qiyamah will see what they have already done. Waruddu ila Allahi, and they will be taken back or brought back to Allah, Mawlahum, their master, Mawlahum al-Haq, the true master. Wadhalla anhum ma kanu yaftarun. Now, and everything that they made up, dhalla is everything they lied about, they made up, that will, in essence, will go to waste. There'll be nothing there. So if there was something that was not the truth, it will just go to waste. So if you look at my Quran, I've put Qiyamah there. I've put Hunalika, I've highlighted Tablu and I've put Test. I've circled Aslafat and I've put Salafa is past and Aslafa is already done. And then here, when you look there, I've put here, Mawlahum al-Haq, he's the ultimate authority. And then where we've got Wadhalla anhum ma kanu yaftarun, I've put everything they make up will go to waste. So everything that was false, everything that wasn't true will all go to waste. Okay. All right, let's look at the next ayah. It's 10:57. Oh my goodness, that was what our knick-knack was about. Absolutely phenomenal. So let's look at this ayah, what it says. It says, Ya ayyuhannas, O human beings, Qad ja'atkum, has come to you, Maw'idhatun. What is a maw'idha? A maw'idha, I know it says in your translation, admonition, but a maw'idha, it's an advice that is comes right inside you, that hits you in your heart, that affects your emotions, your feelings. So he says, O people, has come to you a maw'idha, a advice that is penetrating. This is talking about the Quran. Where does it come from? Min Rabbikum, from your Rabb. What does it do? Wa shifa'un, it heals you. Lima fi sudurikum. Lima fi sudur, it doesn't only heal your heart. It doesn't say lima fi kulub. He says lima fi sudur. So sudur is the greater area around your qalb. It affects all of you. It will heal it. Wahudan, and it is guidance. So it's instructions. Wa rahmatul lil alamin, and it's a blessing. It's a mercy for mu'mineen. So let's try and understand this. So from Allah has come this maw'idha, this deep penetrating advice. But you know what? This advice only will work if you take it, if you believe in it. It's just like if you weren't well and you had to take some medicine. The medicine is deeply penetrating. It works, but it will only work if you take it. Then it will become a shifa. It will heal. So the heart is to accept it. Then it will heal. Then they tell you, have this medicine 3 times a day. That's your guidance. So you continue following that guidance, and then it becomes a blessing for you. It's absolutely awesome. So let's go back to my Quran to see how you will highlight it. So I've put Ayyuhannas, Kajaatkum Maw'idha, and then I've written deep penetrating advice. Min Rabbikum, that you know from your Rabb. Shifa'un, you know that's a healing. Bima fi sudur, it heals what's in your chests, around your heart. Wahudan, it is guidance. Wa rahmatan, and it's mercy lil mu'mineen. Now I've written here, maw'idha is advice. You know, sometimes in Urdu they say wise is like a majlis, okay? So you could write that for you, remember, advice that affects your feelings and allows, it allows the counseling of the heart, okay? So it's, you could write that down if you want. You good? Okay. The next ayah we're going to look at is from Surah Al-Hud. But first we're going to look at Surah Al-Hud, right? Ah, I forgot something that I forgot to tell you about. So let's go back to my Quran so you can see where we have mentioned it. So we've got to look and find Yunus. Can you find Yunus somewhere? I'm sure you can find Yunus. So if you go to ayah 98, go to your Quran, go to ayah 98, okay? And ayah 98 talks about you, the people of Prophet Yunus. All I need you to do is put a circle around it and put Yunus. So what happened here was he had left his people, and when they saw the punishment coming, they did tawbah, they asked for forgiveness. Now normally Allah does not avert a punishment from a people, but because he had left, he averted the punishment and they were saved. So this talks about the people of Yunus. So I'd forgotten that, so please highlight it and put Yunus there. The next surah we're going to look at is Surah Al-Hud. And like always, I've cut it out, I've put it here and attached it. Now, if you look at Surah Al-Hud and you want to see what is the, if you're thinking of Hud, what are you thinking of? You're thinking is the basics of faith. What is the basics of Iman? Like you say, Usul al-Din. So literally it's Usul al-Din. So what is Usul al-Din? And it talks about the nations of the past. But really, you want, the moment you think Hud, you're thinking Usul al-Din. So let's look at it, okay? So we're looking at the first ayah first. What does Allah say? He says, Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun Uhkimat. This is a book. Uhkimat comes from, it's really, really clear. It's bite size, it's small size, it's clear. Muhkimat is brief and then detailed. So they're like bites. I call them bites. They're so easy. So bite-sized ayat, thumma fussilat, and then they are made very, very clear. They're explained. Fussilat is to explain. And then they're explained, min ladun haqimin khabir, from the wise and the all-aware. So he's first telling me that this book explains everything to me. Now, I said it was basics of faith. So let's see what the basics of faith are. Number one, Allah ta'budu illallah. The first thing, you will not serve anyone but Allah. So the first part of faith is La ilaha illallah, Tawheed. That's what he's talking about. And then second biggest, Nubuwa. Innani, indeed I am, the Prophet saying, Lakum, for you, Minhu nadhiru wa bashir. I give you warnings. I warn you for what you're doing that is wrong, that will, the consequences. Bashir, and I give you good news. So the second part, which you've got Nubuwa. Remember, Allah ta'budu illallah combines Tawheed and Adala. Innani lakum nadhirun mubin combines Nabuwa and Imama, because the first is Muhammad, the last is Muhammad, the middle is Muhammad, they're all Muhammad. Next one. The third thing he says, wa anistaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayhi. So the third thing he wants us to do is istighfar and turn to him. Yumatti'akum mata'an hasanan, and he will make it so good for you, ila ajalin musamma, to an appointed term of death. وَيُؤْتِكُ الَّذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلَهُ وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْ فَإِنْ يَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ. So he's saying, please ask for forgiveness, because I fear for you of يَوْمٍ قَبِيرٍ, and that is Qiyamah. So can you see how usul all comes in into these ayat that we've looked at? And finally, he says, إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِئُكُمْ, to him you will return, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and he has power over everything. So these are really basics of faith. All our usul are there. So let's go back to my Quran and you can see how I've highlighted it. Okay. So I've put uhkimat and I've put muhkamat here. Begins with muhkamat. Brief, then detail. And you find some of these topics were in Surah Yunus, and then they're highlighted more in Surah Hud. And the Prophet used to say that this made my hair grey. That's Surah Hud, because of all the things in it. Fussilat is to explain. Then he explains it for us. The first thing was Allah ta'budu illallah here. Bashir wa nadhir is our nabuwa and imama. As for istighfar, he says, because you will come to yawmun qabir. Did we highlight that? There you go. Yawmun qabir. We've circled it. So we know that is qiyamah. And then finally, ilallahi marjiukum, to him you will return. Ruju' is to return. So these are the basics of faith all put in four ayat. You could draw a tree here. You could draw the branches here. I mean, you could make it something that when you look at, immediately think, oh my goodness, this is talking about my usul. This is talking about my basics of faith. So that, in essence, is where we're going to stop today. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with looking at a juz a day. And we will look at juz 12, which is, oh my goodness, look at it. So juz 12 starts with ayah 6. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, and that's what we're going to look at. But today we're going to end with Surah Al-Fatiha. For all the marhumin, for those who are ill, and for those who are in need, we will recite the dua for protection, and we will recite the ziyarah of Aba Abdullah. So please recite it with me and loudly. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Close your eyes. Ask Allah to give the thawabs to all the marhumin, especially those of your family. Pray for those who are ill and pray for those who are in trouble. لي خمسة أطفي بها هر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاتمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. في أمان الله كريم. إن شاء الله I'll see you tomorrow at the same time. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.